Hey, daddies, big announcement. I have the biggest show of my life coming up. This means a lot to me. It's the most important gig I've ever had. It's at the Laugh Factory in Los Angeles, Monday, July 8th. I've been selected by the Laugh Factory to be on their Fresh Faces Showcase. Here's what's on their bio. We have hand-selected the hottest lineup of young comics. Some you may know and some you may not, but they are the Laugh Factory's pick to be the next big thing. Yikes. So if I do well at this gig, I will most likely be passed by the Laugh Factory, which means I'll become one of their regular comedians, hopefully. I'll get booked there often, and I'll just get more stage time, which will help my career. I might even get a manager out of it. This is a big one, baby. So if you're in the Los Angeles area, I need you to come to this show. Monday, July 8th at the Laugh Factory in Los Angeles, California. Click the link in the bio to get your tickets and use the promo code FRESHFACE to get your tickets for $10. It's going to be awesome. I'm going to do well. I'm going to have fun. And I need you. Click the link in the bio. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. I love BetterHelp. I hope we work together forever. You guys know I love therapy, and BetterHelp provides you with online therapy anywhere in the world with a licensed professional therapist. Is there something interfering with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals? For me, it's my depression and anxiety. Just sometimes it weighs me down, and I can't even get out of bed. It gets that bad. You guys know how I am. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 24 hours. Now, it's not a crisis line, and it's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. The service is available to clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses, plus you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you won't have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change your counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. Please, guys, if you are considering therapy, go to BetterHelp. Specifically, betterhelp.com/dad and join the over 500,000 people taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. For I'm Sorry Dad listeners, you guys get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/dad. Can't say enough about BetterHelp. Even if you're not going through something, psychology is so interesting. Learn about it. It's so cool. I think it's so badass to go to a therapist, or better yet, go to BetterHelp and talk to a therapist anytime. Send them a message anytime. That's rare. I can't message my therapist anytime. So I think I might actually start doing BetterHelp in addition to my therapist. Do it, dudes. BetterHelp.com/dad. On this episode, we have our good friends, John Walkup and Ken Beckerdyte. They are filmmakers, directors, writers, and good guys. Check out all of their stuff on YouTube, Bearded Youth Productions on YouTube. They got a bunch of short films up there, including me. There's some stuff with Brandon and other people you might recognize from the social media world. They're just really funny guys, really good writers, really talented filmmakers, and they work very hard to chase their dreams, so please support them. Check out John Walkup on Instagram, at John Walkup. That's JONWALKUP. I'll put that in the bio as well. And follow Ken on IG, Kenneth Beckerdyte. It's spelled completely phonetically, and I'll also put that in the bio. You're going to hear us talk about a sketch I made with John and Ken called The Laugh Boys. That video is going to go up on my Instagram on Friday because I had to promote a show today. So you'll hear me talk about how I'm going to post it the day of this podcast, but it's going up a day later, day after the podcast. That'll be up on Friday. So check it out. Give it a like. Give it a view because the first time around, it got like no views. So press like, all right? Just press like. And also, you'll hear me mention a movie called AI. I just discovered that it's on Netflix, so if you're interested in watching that movie, check it out on Netflix. Most people don't like it, but I love it, and you'll find out why I love it on this podcast. So let's get into it. This was a funny one, a fun one. whatever. Shut up, Rye. Enjoy this episode with John Walkup and Ken Beckerdyke. I'm so sorry, Dad. I'm so sorry, Dad. Brandon's crazy. We're rolling. We're here with John and Ken. Quick story, shut up. Brandon texted me at 10:45 saying, can we do the podcast at noon instead of 1? And I was like, yeah, I'll just change everyone's day. Because why, you want to go to the gym for 2 hours?
You want to know what I was going to text you immediately after I texted you? Okay, I'll come down. I was going to say, please don't talk about this on the podcast.
Ha ha.
Fucking dick.
Well, anyways, welcome to the show, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Starting it out with some tension.
It's good. I love, yeah. It's good.
John and Ken.
Glad to be here.
Oh, that was sexy. Like that. What did you say before we started recording?
I said sweat. If you're not sweating on the pod, you know, I don't want it. Like,
yeah.
Because it's a hot day outside. We just turned off the AC.
Yeah. I think specifically. You said it to yourself out loud, though. It was like, I want to sweat on this pod.
You didn't care if anybody was listening.
Yeah, I did say it to myself, which was off-putting. I think, yeah, that's unsettling. But yeah, I do want to sweat on this pod.
I want to sweat on this pod.
Oh, my God.
Sweat on this pod. All right, John, walk up. Ken Beckerdyke. Two cool last names. Welcome. Speak. Go for an hour.
Okay.
You guys are a comedy duo. So just be funny.
So, why don't we start with like how we even know this dude?
Sure.
Yeah, how why don't we run their podcast?
Let's run their podcast for them.
You guys don't have an outline with your guests or anything?
No, not really.
How do we know you?
I know John and Ken because I got an email one day saying, hey, I got this shitty ass short film. And I read the script and there was no script. And I was like, I'm in.
Yeah.
No, that's a joke based on truth. You guys emailed me saying I have a great short film. It's called Nobody's Looking. And you're like, right, no one has responded yet. So
you're the last pick we have.
You're our last hope,
Obi-Wan. It was like people responded. Yeah. I wrote a short film. I emailed you because everybody on Vine had their like emails in their bio at the time. It was like, Rydun, like, so I just reached out to people that I thought were funny. We were like living together, Ken and I, at the time.
Yeah.
And just watching Vines like in our bed all the time, like right before bed. We'd be like,
the
oh,
same
you
bed.
See this one?
Same bed.
Same bed. Same
yeah,
bed.
Yeah.
And we are just big fans. And then we saw, like, I saw yours. So then I saw your email and I was like, oh, I'll just email him. And I just wrote you, like, just, hey. If you don't like this film, I'll fuck off. Like, you can just read the script. Just read the script. Give me an honest opinion.
I'll fuck off.
And you and Logan Paul.
Really?
His manager and him, like, wrote back. They're like, okay, John, we'll read it, and we'll get back to you after the weekend. And I was like,
oh,
okay.
Oh, God. Really? I didn't know this.
Yeah, they never got back. They never
matter. Everything would have been so much worse.
It would have changed the film completely. But I was like...
Yeah, it would have gotten a lot
been trying
more
to,
views.
Yeah, you're trying to sell his merch on our...
Right. Yeah, that's what we're thinking. So they were like, oh, we'll read it. We'll get back to you. It'll be great. And they never got back. Then I emailed you and you're like, cool. Yeah, I like it. Let's meet up. And then we met up and then I don't know. I think it works better because you're just like big on like the facial like you're doing Jim Carrey. Essentially.
I'm a face guy.
Yeah, you're a face guy. You're a real face guy. And I think it worked out perfect.
Yeah, and he's not very funny either.
He's not
very
funny.
The film's not funny.
No.
So it was perfect.
It was perfect.
Right. And there was no dialogue.
Uh-uh.
Which is good.
Was it called Not Funny?
It was called
Not Funny.
Yes, Not Funny.
It's actually called Nobody's Looking. Check it out on YouTube, everybody.
Nobody's Looking?
Yeah.
Nobody's Looking.
Oh, is the black and white one?
No. We don't do that.
The silent film.
Yes, it's the silent
one.
Yes.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah, like we were just talking about that. Where have you been?
I don't know, man.
No, that's, I mean, yeah, we did. John and Ken is the one you're talking about, and you were in one of those. But we'll get to that.
Yeah.
We'll get to that later.
There's a lot of history we got all.
We have so much history.
So much history.
What's weird is you're known for not responding to, like, any texts or emails. So why would you respond to this, like, weird email out of the fucking blue that was like, hey, man, I got this short film. Like, Why? How? What happened there?
Wait, I'm known for not responding.
Yeah, you
yeah.
like.
Yeah, Brandon tells us all the time.
Sending unsolicited right? dick pics
I,
as well.
I remember you saying on the like cause when I was listening to the like oh, yeah. mental because I heard you on mental illness happy hour.
Yeah.
And that was, and you were talking about like, oh, I've got like text messages and emails I just don't respond to. And I was thinking like, man, when I emailed him that one day, like, I wonder why he even responded.
I respond to emails. I just get so much junk email that I have found like 6,000 meaningless emails.
Oh, okay.
And texts, my thing with texts, if I can read it without opening it, I just don't open it. That's why I have like 800 unopened texts. But I remember. But I actually remember the day I responded to that email. I was in Austin, Texas, at a bar, eating food. And that's the end of that story. That's all I remember.
Wait, Austin. Were you at South By?
I think I was.
What
yeah.
What are you doing over there?
Eat that mic, bro.
Okay. God damn. Fuck
me. What were you doing? Uncomfortably close
what
to the
were
mic.
You, what were you doing in Texas?
I was doing some stand-up with Brian Redman and George Perez.
Nice. I love it.
Brandon's so close to me. The setup's a little wonky today. But, yeah.
Oh, this is good. This is better than it usually is. You guys.
Yeah, it's more professional.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This
keeps
this,
you alert.
This is.
You don't miss
like,
the couch?
They're on the. Yeah, no, this is much better. And this is my this whole
this is great.
Nobody knows what I'm talking about because it's a podcast. It, yeah. But I'm pointing at a table.
Yeah.
And there's clamps and there's springs and the mic comes to me now. Yeah. I don't have to hold it. Like I can hold these. I have a coffee cup and a little vaporizer, and I'm talking.
It's
at
very
the same
stern.
Time. It's very
very
human.
Stern. Very stern.
Very human. Yeah,
it's very human.
Very human. That's what people refer to our podcast as. It's like very. It's very human.
It's
very yeah. grounded.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
very.
Yeah. We show the human experience on. I'm sorry, Dad.
We do. Yeah.
Ken.
Yeah.
Well, let's interview these guys.
Let's do it.
Ask us questions.
How big how big is your dick, Ken?
That's okay. I mean, it's not.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Don't be modest, come
John.
On.
it's right, it's decent, you know. I can't. I'm not gonna say
his
I need
is bigger.
It bigger.
Two
I
modest
know,
fellas.
I feel like they're just they're both of ours. Are
his is,
at an excellent.
His is good.
You know,
they're at the perfect.
Yeah.
Dimensions.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Good.
Yeah. We like it where we're at right now. We're not complaining.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Well, thanks for being on the podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
No. So yeah, you guys have a funny YouTube page. Are you still active on that, John and Ken?
Here and there, we're working on some stuff. We're working on like short films and that kind of thing. But we ran a thing called John and Ken, which is our web series that we had you on in an episode,
Brandon.
A shaving episode. We've had Brandon on.
Yep,
where we fall in love with Brandon.
Mm.
Yeah, go check that one out. Yeah.
Mm. So have I, bad boy.
I love your.
But anyways, I love my scruff.
Yeah, I love your beard.
It's a beard. Yeah, thank you.
I love your beard scruff.
Ken,
yes,
you grew up in Merced, California.
Close, Manteca, and we both did.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
right.
Where we're from.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you went to high school together, right?
We went to high school for like our freshman year.
Yeah.
And we had like one PE class, but we were not like close or friends, anything like that.
I hated him.
We just didn't even talk. Like I remember laughing at the same thing, and I told you this. Like we laughed at the same like joke. I can't remember the joke, but. Then he left. He moved to Montana.
I moved to Montana.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's
cool. And
then
lived there for 3 years and then moved back. And then we started talking about Inception, of all things. I think
Yeah.
Inception had just come out.
Yeah, came out.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That's funny. That's a good way to date.
It was our first date.
Yeah, it was like Inception and then like the Coen brothers, like True Grit. We were like, oh, my God, did you see that? Like, we're just nerding out and... Mm. Becoming friends, I guess.
You guys are film nerds, huh?
Yes.
And what school did you go to?
We went to a junior college first. That's where we met. We were in this like film program that George Lucas had because he's from Modesto, and that's where the junior college is.
And they shut it down.
They shut it down
the year after we did our first year, and then so we didn't do that anymore.
Wow. So you guys just...
Well, yeah. They shut it down, so we stopped doing it. We had to...
Well, then we just started making more of our own shit. And then I think, like... it was like when the YouTube was probably the most active. But we were doing, like, a video a week.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like,
sketches.
Pumping them out. And then until we moved out to L.A. to go to Columbia College Hollywood.
Nice.
Yeah.
Which I've been to. We screened.
In Tarzana.
In Tarzana?
Yeah, that's where it is.
Oh, really?
Not in Hollywood. But it's not called in Hollywood. Hollywood.
Right. I've been to that school. That was cool.
It's all right.
It's okay.
Yeah, you're so modest. First about your cock size. How about your school?
School's okay. Cock's okay.
What's good with you guys? What's
That's
good?
Such a broad question. I love it. It's my favorite kind of question.
Just really broad.
How was it working together? Do you guys ever fight? You guys ever physically fought?
John, why don't you tell the story?
I mean, I don't think so. Yes.
Like we punch?
Not physically fight. Like, we had, like, moments where we would, like just drunkenly wrestle. Like, we all lived in, like a house film school, and it was all, like, film nerds, you know, so.
Fucking dorks.
Fighting
over which Back to the Future was the best.
Exactly.
You hit the nail on the fucking head there, Brandon. That was exactly what we did. Huh. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, but it wasn't like we were... Nobody's like, I'm going to beat you up. It was like, let's just fucking wrestle. I don't know where it came. I think men are inherently competitive. So we just like, if nothing bad is going on, we need to like flip it and just grab each other. Yeah. You know?
Just grab each other by the cocks.
Yeah.
Start sucking and fucking.
Yeah.
Right?
I think that's just what you do.
So that's just what we do.
Yeah.
You and me. It's just what we do.
Oh, I thought that was socially normal.
Not quite, but that's okay. You guys do you.
That's fine.
Do you,
and
dog?
Each other.
It's all good.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Let's talk about what we were talking about before. The Laugh Boys.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Laugh Boys. The Laugh Boys.
Laugh Boys.
Or wait, hold on. I'm being a bad interviewer. I'm tired.
You're comfortable because we all know each other.
Yeah, it's fine.
And stuff. I know. And
I'm trying to think, like, what is the... Let's get to know you guys more. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because Laugh Boys isn't going to make any sense unless you know what I did when I was 16.
genuine question.
Okay. Yeah.
What were you guys like in high school? Were you cool?
Fuck no.
No.
I mean, this shirt, podcasters, you can't see it. If you go on YouTube, if you get sign up for their Patreon, you get that if you get the Patreon? You get the video?
YouTube.
And
YouTube.
And
Patreon,
yeah. I'm just going to plug your guys' own podcast.
On the podcast.
Yeah. But this shirt, I had to grow into this, okay? This is a very cool shirt.
It is cool,
I didn't wear this shirt early in life.
So you guys were not popular in high school?
No.
What kind of people were you, nerds?
I was dope as fuck. No, yeah? I wasn't. No, I had like that long skater hair. I think he did too.
Oh, and like I straightened my aesthetic.
Yeah, I straightened my hair.
It wasn't like that. It's more like just skater, like Bam Margera wannabe skater, but just like.
Yeah,
but my style was like I just look like UCB 2009 Michael Cera wannabe. Like it wasn't a good look.
I did girl jeans. I skateboarded for like 10 years, didn't know how to... I always just tried to do a heel flip. Kick flip scared me because you had to kick it the other way.
Yeah.
And I just the dimensions of a skateboard almost hitting my wiener was terrifying.
I had one hit my wiener.
Really?
Yes, that's why I didn't do that. So the heel flips, you can like kick them away from you with your heel. So that was safer.
Sounds like you really shred.
Yeah, dude. It was fucking nuts out there, man. No, girl jeans, long hair down to my shoulders, unkempt. I think I had bleached blonde tips, like
tits,
nice. Tits, yes. Like there was a punk emo band that
Portrait of a Ghost. Do you remember Portrait of a Ghost?
Yeah, my best friend David Wallace was in that band as a keyboardist.
I had their T-shirt.
You fucking had one of their T-shirts? I didn't even.
We should just leave. Catching up.
They need the press at this
Portrait
point.
Of the Ghost was our premier emo band.
You were in it?
No. My best friend David Wallace.
We were just fans.
We were just fans, man.
Yeah,
fans. Emo music. We loved it. We were out there.
Hmm.
Doing our
skating.
That's cool.
Practice
but
safe
no,
skating.
Yeah. I mean, I was, I loved computers. I stayed inside. I did not look like I loved computers. I looked like I was going to cut my wrist at any moment.
Jesus. Now you look like you love computers.
And want to cut your wrist.
And want to cut your wrist.
Fair.
That's cool. And then in college, you found your identity.
No.
Which
no.
is John and Ken.
Mm. That was after.
That was after yeah. college.
That was after college.
It took a long time.
Yeah. How old are you guys? 26. 27.
27
I'm
over
26.
Here.
I'll be 27 next week.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Nice. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
What day next week?
The 18th. What? So Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Hey, it was your birthday yesterday then, according to this pod. Hey, what'd you do for your birthday last
yeah,
night, dude?
Tell us. Dude, it was fucking rad, dude. It was crazy.
Stayed home, and I like computers as well.
Dude,
so. I stayed home, that's and awesome. I was on the computer.
We played on computers all night, dude. It was.
That sounds like a dope birthday, man.
Dude,
computer great. Playing.
You should have been there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's you like dope. Computers?
I enjoy computers.
Just in general.
Yeah, no I love them.
Specific type, just computers.
I like the idea of computers a lot.
I love that.
They're great.
Ry's losing We're the podcast. He's lost the podcast. It is gone.
What's your favorite, Dell?
Dude, Dell is yeah, my... Dude. I went to a Dell class early on, yeah. like very early on. They showed me how to hook up my printer, put in the drivers and everything.
Oh, yeah, dude, it's sick.
Remember the... This dude, is like, dude, you're getting a Dell? Remember
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember
yeah.
getting
Oh, yeah.
yeah. And he got arrested for weed, right?
Dell?
So. I'd have to. I
think he got arrested for weed.
Wait, who did?
The Dell kid. The Dell guy.
Really? Oh, the guy who did the Dell dude.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't
really?
Explain that.
The Who's guy the Dell dude?
The actor was like, dude, you're getting a Dell. Remember that?
When was that? Is that a commercial?
Early
2000s. Yeah, that was so early.
It was like their marketing campaign.
It was when Dell was Apple. Like, oh. is now. Like, yeah. Dell, everyone had a Dell. They were like, shh, you don't have a fucking Dell, you fucking poor piece of shit.
Damn.
Even though they were cheap and affordable and economical, and that's why they were popular. But, yeah.
Yeah. And now Dell is has a successful music career.
Mm-hmm. So I was waiting for someone to take that joke. I was waiting. I was like, someone's going to take
I
it.
I like that one.
I was glad that nobody did for a second.
I worded it nicely.
Yeah, no, you waited until the perfect, till the other part of it had just run dry.
Yeah, thank you.
You go up at the store, don't you? I knew that.
Yep. Cool. Yeah, guys, I went up at the comedy store last night. Open mic.
Whoa.
Nice.
The booker was watching.
Whoa.
I did well, but I was fucking nervous as fuck. Mm. And that's my story.
Because you just had a cheeseburger and a beer.
Yeah, I was eating.
Like, you're going up.
Yeah, I was eating a cheeseburger up the street. Boy, just finished a beer.
Boy, he looks so angry.
Someone's like, dude, you're on the show. And I was like, I just had a beer. yeah, my heart was pounding. Anyways, that's a sidetrack story. Sorry, guys.
But it went well.
Yeah.
You told jokes. People laughed.
Yep.
The transaction continued
yep.
for the duration in which you were on stage.
And I picked three jokes that I thought might be different from others. Joke
yeah.
about my nieces saying creepy things. joke about... being able to tell when guys are attractive, and then one quick dick/pussy joke.
Nice.
It's a one-liner. You guys want to hear it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Go ahead.
Let's go. Let's hear
it. All right. I always tell girls I have a tiny penis, because that way when they see it, they'll be shocked to find out that I actually have a massive pussy.
Nice.
Thank you.
That's a good one.
That's how you close it all out.
And then you close out with an old Vine. You just like held it up for the audience.
Yeah. Remember these?
You tell them to pull it up on their phone.
I'll send you guys a link. What's your number? What's
Google Rydoon.
I'll airdrop
my Vine comp on YouTube.
It's like 1533 in or something like that.
Cool dudes. And now what? What got you inspired to do film and comedy?
What got you inspired to make laugh
boys? You're just not going to... talk until the laugh boys has been covered.
Yeah, I only want to get to laugh boys.
This is all you've been thinking about the last 20 minutes.
Really, it is.
We got to get the audience there, right? To
okay,
laugh
okay,
boys.
I'm just an eager beaver, you know what I mean?
The laugh boys is only going to make sense unless you know what I did when I was 23.
Oh, all right.
Go ahead.
We're moving up. Should we talk? Let's talk laugh boys.
Well, I did want to say something real quick. This is just for the listeners. This is kind of a serious thing, but like... I heard you, Rye, on Mental Illness Happy Hour.
With Paul Gilmartin.
Paul Gilmartin, yes.
Pill.
I didn't, like, that's a very heavy, deep podcast where you're just, like, giving feelings, like, just, it's a lot. It's really heavy.
Is that what you wanted to say?
Well, I was, not yet. I was just setting it up for some people. It's a great podcast, and I was listening to a couple episodes, and then you were on one, and I did not expect to hear you on one. And then you go, like, really into some detail about yourself, and I thought that was, like, really brave. Like, it was awesome to hear you say that.
Oh, thanks.
And, It meant a lot to me that you said. I was proud to be your friend after hearing that.
Shut the fuck up, Lizzie. Just kidding.
I'm sorry, Dad.
No, thanks, man. Yeah, if you guys want to hear some dark stories about your boy, Dune, check out that podcast.
All right.
As he stares off.
How dark can your life get? I guess I have to listen to the podcast now. I'm intrigued.
It gets pretty heavy, bro.
Really?
Well, my mom's bipolar, which has its ups and downs.
God. Damn.
All right, let's just talk about Laugh Boys and get the fuck out of here. Try to say something nice and just...
You ruin all of it. Not the right time for that, man.
My first response was, shut the fuck up, pussy. Yeah. That's a good good joke. If anyone compliments you, just be like, shut the fuck up. It's funny.
No, it's a good one. I use that one. It's excellent.
God damn, I want more coffee.
Get more coffee.
Get more, man.
Get more...
Do you want me to get some for you?
Ooh, could you? I think it's all gone though. But
all right. But this is for you.
I don't even need to be on the mic. I'll just be doing this while listening.
Okay.
Wait. So, we should close on Laugh Boys.
Yeah. Let's
close on Laugh Boys.
Is this it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because to understand Laugh Boys, you really got to know.
Might be empty.
What I did when I was 33.
Hey, so. Ooh, there's coffee left?
I'm sweating on this pod. Yes. It's getting there. It's happening.
I'm sweating on this pod.
This is good. Are you like this with all your guests?
It's good, dude.
Is that enough?
Yeah.
They're going to cut this part.
Every last drop.
This part's getting cut.
Thanks, Brandon.
Yeah, dude, no worries.
All right, I'm back in action, guys.
Love it.
Ugh, that was hot.
Mm. So, Laugh Boys. Mm. What's the deal?
What's the deal? Okay. You want to go?
Go for it.
You want?
Okay. So, okay.
Pump the brakes. What are you going to do when you're 48?
What am I going to do when I'm 48?
I need to know that before I know what's going
on. I haven't gotten there
boys.
Yet. Okay. 33.
Go ahead. Laugh Boys.
Okay. So, I guess this started. We were going to Fresno with Rye Dune to film a comedy show.
Oh, fuck.
To film him go up. And we were going to videotape it because that's on videotape, right? Hmm. We were going to just film it and then. That was it. We were just going to film it. And then I won't say whether the set was good or bad. I'll leave that part out.
I want to.
Oh, you want to? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so I had John and Ken come to film the 20-minute set.
Yeah, one of the worst sets you've ever done.
It was.
But it was all expenses paid. All expenses paid.
It was very nice of you. You didn't have to do that.
From my first joke, I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
The crowd just was not laughing at me.
No, they weren't. Yeah. But it was good, though. It was a good set.
Was it a total bomb?
No, it was a really bad... It was a bomb, but it wasn't totally your fault.
Right, yeah.
That crowd was just not into anything other than just fucking energy. Like, there was that one person that came out, and they just commanded the room really well. Yeah, I mean, the jokes were, your standard, uh-huh. Pussy dick jokes and stuff like that, but he just had a lot of energy, and I think that's what the audience wanted. They weren't ready for your depressed ass.
Sheesh, man. Yeah, that was that was a bomb, and I felt so awful inside afterwards. I made you delete the footage, right?
You did, but I held on to it, and that's what I have here today. It was a bomb, but the audience was laughing. It wasn't obvious that you were bombing, but you could tell that you were really upset by it. And I was like, okay, that's considered the bomb right there.
It's a bomb. Yeah. I mean, I got laughs, but it just wasn't like, hey, great job.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Coasted by.
Is that when Laugh Boys came up that weekend?
We were driving to the hotel, and then we were listening to Bad Boys for Life. Oh, and we just were like, we ain't laughing nowhere. We ain't laughing nowhere because it's Laugh Boys. And it just didn't make any sense, but I don't know if we were drinking at that point. But
just had Wendy's.
We just had Wendy's, yeah, that was it.
And Laugh Boys is based on that dude out in the world who's just like...
Yeah, it's one guy starts laughing, and then all his boys start laughing. So one's like... And then you guys do it. I'm going to give an example. And scene.
And all the listeners just left. Cool.
And we
if you hung out for that, thank you.
And if you're sticking with us, thank you so
God
much.
God bless you.
You're really.
And we made a video, made a sketch.
Yeah.
Where it was a Laugh Boy audition.
Yeah, there was.
Wait, what do you mean?
So, like, as a Laugh Boy, they don't speak English. They just laugh. Like, they're not English, but just any sort of language. It's just like.
Well, there was some speaking.
There was at the beginning.
Gibberish.
Set up the joke, not that there was one, but just to set at some context, we had to go like, I heard you want to be a Laugh Boy.
Yeah.
And then John just goes, and then we all start laughing, and then we stop, and then I roll over to Ron, or to Rye, and I go, or something. I just whisper laughs in your ears, and you're like, you're in, or something. And then we just start laughing again.
It's disturbing.
And then we dab each other and stuff. It was great.
Oh, yeah, and it started... Started with a, what's that called? The shot beforehand.
An established?
Establishing shot.
Yeah.
With the title screen.
Oh, yeah. That's right. So it was like, this week on Laugh Boys. Yeah. And, but the weird thing is, like, after I'm in the group, we immediately start, like you were talking about, dapping each other up.
Mm. Yeah, how you
in
were
this,
changing.
In this, like, giant, like, montage of just like, it's like just cutting to...
It was obnoxious.
Like,
it was really obnoxious. Five or six cuts of us just all high-fiving and dabbing each other and laughing.
So
needless
me
to say, it's not on Rye's Instagram anymore.
I was about to say, that's what I'm getting to. You deleted this?
Yeah, I deleted it.
Why?
It got really low views. And I had a brand looking at my page to see if they wanted to hire me. So if they were like, oh, well, a video he made for himself didn't do well.
Right.
So why would we hire him to make
a video?
No,
we got
for us?
It. I mean,
low views. That's what they call me, John. Low views walk up.
Yeah.
So it works.
No, but those expressions are for us, you know, not Brandon, but just like us three.
Yeah.
It did great on our pages. So
did it?
Yeah.
Well, you know, 150 views is so great.
How many did it get on yours?
I think like.
It was probably 5,000?
It was
pretty good.
A very small fraction.
Like 8,000, when I was used to like 150,000.
Yeah, no, it was low.
So I was like, it's bombed.
You got to do one for you and then one for them.
One for
you
them.
Know?
Yeah,
so,
right.
And that was, sometimes that was, you just got to delete some stuff.
Exactly, you know?
No, we weren't offended by it at all because it's the Laugh Boys. It's not.
Laugh Boys. Like,
you guys have been waiting five years
for
this.
We put it out there thinking like, maybe somebody might like this, and if it catches, like whatever.
Yeah.
But because there's no work involved, and the only other episodes would just be us laughing, and then the only natural progression of that is we become cryboys.
Yeah, but we understand why you deleted it. Like, we totally understand. It's all right, Dad.
It's all right, Dad. Let's do an improvised episode of the Cryboys right now.
Oh God!
Fudge.
Okay.
Hey, yo, homies, I got some bad news.
What?
Drake, they're not showing Drake during the playoff games anymore. Cry boys.
This fall.
Season 2.
TNT.
It got a second season. Wow.
It's not even, the first one's not even out.
So yeah, that's Laugh Boys, bro.
Nice. Oh, it is Laugh Boys.
Okay.
I got to say, before we go on, let's try not to talk over each other. I know it's hard because you don't have headphones.
I can't hear you.
But one at a time. Just kidding.
Okay.
Well, I really enjoyed that, guys. Laugh Boys. Thanks. Do you still have it?
Somebody might.
Somebody.
I probably have it. I probably do. I'll send it to you.
Send it to me if you can.
Yeah.
I want to see Laugh
Boys.
Nobody wants to see Laugh Boys. Okay.
Mahogany.
All right. So we got some fans.
Do
you
want to see Laugh Boys?
All right. See, we just needed like street outreach.
That's why you guys came here to promote Laugh Boys?
Yeah. You know what?
We're back.
Maybe I'll put it back on my Instagram.
Oh, my God.
To correlate with this episode.
Okay.
Good, dude.
You heard it here. It's
you
going
heard
up.
Laugh Boys.
All right, yeah. If you're listening to this podcast episode, check out my Instagram, Rydune. Check out the Laugh Boys.
You only have an hour to check it out before he deletes it again.
Yeah.
That's no engagement.
The Laugh Boys. So what are you guys working on now?
I have a job on in a writer's room.
Yeah, nice.
As a writer's assistant. Mm. So I take notes, take charge. No, I don't do anything. I just take notes.
Yeah. That's cool. Warner Brothers?
Yes, Warner Brothers.
Can you get me a movie?
Yeah. That's what happens. As soon as you step into Hollywood,
yeah,
you can do anything for anyone.
Can you introduce me to Vin Diesel?
Dude, Vin Diesel's at my apartment right now.
Get him tied up?
He's just there.
He's just
hanging out?
Dude, he's reading Fast 9-11?
Doing a
10,
Facebook.
Fast Space.
Doing a
Fast
Facebook
and the Furious
Live.
Space. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, he just hangs out, man. He just comes by. He's like, what's good, Ken? And I'm like, what's good, Vin Diesel? What's going on?
And he's like, we're family. They say family a million times in every movie.
This is the best.
It's like, we get it. You guys are friends.
Those movies are genius.
It's like us.
I walked out on the last one.
Why?
It was a free night. And I just left to go to the Comedy Store, actually.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You were working or just to watch other people bomb? I'm just kidding.
Hurtful.
Just kidding.
Cry boys.
Cry boys.
I just wanted to hang out. I just wasn't enjoying the movie.
Yeah.
I'm not.
No,
not,
yeah. That's fine. That's fair.
I'm not wrong. You're wrong.
Which was the last movie? Wasn't Fast 5.
I don't
this
know.
Is too Fast, Too Furious?
Are we on 10?
I don't know.
Oh, wait a minute. It was the one before that. I think Paul Walker was still alive.
Oh,
I don't know.
You missed the best shot in the world where Vin Diesel's driving his car and they have CGI Paul Walker.
Oh, I saw that.
That was the end of the movie. How did you then you watched the whole movie?
Maybe I went back and watched it on my own or something. I don't know.
What the fuck?
Fast, what is that? Fast 8?
That was Fast 8.
Yeah. That movie is fucking crazy because the only way they had to steal a car from one of like the tallest buildings in Dubai.
Yeah.
And they're like, how are we going to get this out of here? First of all, you didn't think of that beforehand. I think they were going to, I think they might have were like, we're going to break it down and steal it. But no, instead they were like, all right, we just got to drive it out.
So they just winged it.
Yeah, no, they drove it out of the building into another building.
Yeah, that was
sick. It
was
incredible.
Yeah. I'm glad they winged it then.
No,
they deconstructed the whole thing. It would be boring.
Yeah,
I
no, then it's
Vin
just
Diesel.
A dumbass heist movie.
I want to see Vin Diesel drive.
No. Yeah. I want to see driving movie. That's what.
I want to see driving movie.
Yeah.
Well, those movies haven't been about driving for 4 movies. They don't do this.
You
not,
fucking take that back.
They don't race anymore. They're the second. It wasn't. Did it start out with they were street racers and it
yeah.
was like Paul Walker was like an
yeah.
undercover agent and
yeah.
then that was
yeah.
the movie.
Yeah, but it's
yeah.
about family now.
It's about family.
It's always been about family, man.
It's yeah. about family.
Deep down, it always has been yeah. about family.
Yeah, we're a family.
Laugh boys. Pardon the interruption, but this episode is also brought to you by Arm & Hammer Cat Litter Cloud Control. You know what I love?
My cat. I love my cat, Royal.
I love how Ralph just makes me laugh by just looking at me. I love how she snuggles with me only when she wants food, which hurts me, but I still love her. But you know what I don't love? Cleaning up Ralph's litter box. Which is why Arm & Hammer created new cloud control litter. There's no cloud or nasties when I scoop. It is 100% dust-free. Free of heavy perfumes and helps reduce airborne dander from scooping. So what happens in the litter box stays in the litter box. New cloud control cat litter by Arm & Hammer. More power to you. Go get some. Now back to the pod.
Can we talk about Walk & Talk?
Sure.
With Kathy?
Yeah.
Just because I feel like that had... John and I, we never got over that.
That we stopped doing
yeah.
it?
Yeah. I mean, we didn't have a choice because Vine shut down, but... Yeah.
But backtrack. Okay, so Walk and Talk was a show that you guys did with Rye?
Well, originally it's a thing that... It was a gag that Rye did, right? You do with Kathy, where
yeah.
you walk around and stuff like that. And originally it was just going to be like an interview show... And I think this was in like one of Rye's sort of like depression spells
yep.
where he sort of like hit like a really rock bottom at one point. So we started at a high and then the more Rye got depressed, the better the show got
mm-hmm.
because it like, and John, because he, you kept breaking character and doing this thing with Rye. So then John kept like, not, we weren't antagonizing you to do, but we really wanted you to break and be Rye more often, which was also a character of Rye.
Right.
And we really wanted that. I started like outlining like, like later on episodes where there was story threads for Walk and Talk. And I remember the response was not great from the audience, but great from other Viners.
Yeah. Mm.
And I was like, I'm just really proud of that.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Proud of that stuff. Yeah.
I thought it was cool. The audience liked it. They just weren't really watching long Vines then.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But there was a lot of comments like, this is the only 2-minute Vines that are good.
Yeah. No, yeah. They were so good. I wish Vine had stayed alive for another, at least like another year, because I feel like if we had done it, because we were really trying to do that like Eric Andre sort of thing with it, where it started to become like narratively coherent.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and we were going to do it every Sunday.
Mm. Yeah.
But then Vine got shut down.
You guys can still do it on IG.
I was going to have Tori Kelly on it.
That's
to
not
it.
The,
she,
not the same.
She said yes. God damn it.
Yeah.
I kind of love Tori Kelly. Mm. She's married now.
Mm. God, really?
I tried making out with her.
Did you tell
her? While she was married?
Yeah.
No, damn.
Did you tell her you wanted to marry her?
No. Tori, if you're listening.
Should have done that.
Tori, I know you're listening. yeah, whatever.
Damn. Well, guys.
This has been great.
A lot of fun.
Would anybody like some more coffee?
Brandon, do you have any questions for John?
Are you implying something?
No.
Do you have any questions for John?
You just got defensive, though. I wonder if you do have questions for John now.
Questions for John. Why are you so handsome?
Oh, you're too kind. You're too kind.
Do you have any real thoughtful real questions?
So you guys met based off of filming.
Long detour.
You guys met based off of your love of film and all this stuff. Have you both like written like a movie yet together, or are you in the process of doing that?
Yeah, we've written a couple of like features.
Yeah,
some for people. Like one of our professors who is like a working producer, she had us adapt a book, like 3 years ago.
What was the book?
Like
Lord of the Rings.
I don't know if we can like really say much about it. I really don't know if we can.
I think
say
I can tell you the book. I don't think we can tell you. It's a really fascinating book. It's a memoir by Ptolemy Tompkins, and it's called Paradise Fever.
Mm.
And it's Peter Tompkins' son. That's who Ptolemy is, and Peter Tompkins is the guy who wrote Secret Life of Plants.
And bless you, bless you.
Bless you. he wrote The Secret Life of Plants, which is, during the 70s, it was this huge cultural revolution of, like, going back to the earth, mm-hmm. stuff like that. And one of his main ideas was that, like, plants can talk. And from, like, a spiritual way, but, like, what Peter Tompkins liked to do was try to do some like scientific angle to it. He really tried to prove it in some scientific way that plants were responding to you and had a language. And but what the book sort of goes on about is a memoir of this kid growing up in this very like quintessential, what you would think of like hippie 70 house. Like there's naked people running around. It's like a commune.
Mm.
And then his struggles with his like dad's sort of dogma and his dogmatic sort of views. So it was really interesting to us, but just in terms of how ridiculous the premise of this thing, and also it was like real life.
Mm.
They go on a search for Atlantis
and
stuff like. But this all shit like really happened. Like they really did go out to the Bermuda Triangle and stuff like that.
They ever find Atlantis? Or did they just go looking for it?
Yeah, but you didn't hear about it.
Just went under your radar.
Yeah, I guess I didn't turn on the television that day.
Yeah.
Found Atlantis.
So in your adaptation, using like puppets as the, when the plants
yeah,
talk.
No, that was exactly, like, the first thing we wanted to do was, like, what does this scream? Team America. Like, that we were just, like, just taking things from Team America. Like, I will unabashedly say, like, we were stealing straight-up scenes from Team America.
Wow. Like, actual, you, like, downloaded footage from a movie and put it in?
Right, and then in the script we just say... the file name of it, and then we sent it in the email to people, so they just had to reference it in their email and just pull up the scene. And
they just bootlegged Team America, basically. Did you just take the whole movie and just put
it? I mean, it was different because it was segmented. It was in, like, 3-minute chunks.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, it's not the same thing as watching it all together. Movie. Yeah, it's kind of like more like a mini-series.
That's true. Nice.
That is true.
Back to the seriousness, did you finish the script?
We did a couple drafts of that, and then I mean that's not, I guess it's not really like a comedy thing, but like when we're like not doing that, we're doing like the John and Ken show, which is like there's no script for that. It's usually just like point and shoot, like just us filming each other.
I like that.
In our bedroom.
And you guys have done like a million music videos.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did a lot of hip hop music videos.
How was that? How what's it like to work with rappers?
I mean, I don't mind talking about it, you know, because I've said my piece while I was on set about shit, so nobody, like, nobody's going to listen to this and be like, oh, that's how you felt about it, Ken. But no, it sucked. Like, it was the worst. It was like, we would spend weeks sort of putting this thing together. This was one, I won't name any names in particular except for the artist we were doing it for, which was Asher Roth. We were doing Asher Roth's music video, and we were told we were going to be getting a certain budget for it, and this had nothing to do with Asher Roth's camp. This was some guy who was an intermediary, sort of like doing both of us a favor to some degree, I guess. I don't really know. So somebody else was putting up the money, and he was trying to develop a relationship with Asher. And then, and that's the That's Cute video, if anyone has ever seen it, probably not. But we were told we were getting X amount of money, and then we, literally the day before, they were like, the budget kept going down as the weeks were going, so we're making cuts. It's all one take in that house that we lived in. And at a certain point, the guy was like, at the last day, he's like, dude, can you guys do it? This is, number's gonna be crazy. He's like, can you guys do it for $300? Mind you, when he initially had said it, it was like out of like 1,000 or 1,500. It was like some crazy number. And then it was like, oh, we're gonna do a sponsor with this company, and they'll get you stuff, and they'll put in money. And that didn't happen or didn't work out the same way he thought it would. And we were like, no, we need fucking $500. To get these, that is the lowest we can fucking do this for. We are doing a 3-minute long one take video, and 200 or 300 of that is going to be able to pay, 30 people to be on this set. Like, because they presented it as an opportunity to do a more professional sort of setup. We got like a red camera out there. We have our, like, when we have our Avengers crew come up for like nobody's looking, we get our best people. And, normally John and I will just shoot by ourselves. But then we do our Avengers crew when we're shooting something big. And we did that for this, and which we don't try to do a lot because we're not fucking paying them except for in sandwiches and Doritos and like 100-degree weather day. Like, it's not the most pleasant thing. And so that kind of shit's very frustrating. And that was consistent. It was always consistent. Everyone's like...
With other rappers? With
other people.
Music videos, I think.
Yeah, just music videos in general. Like, somebody comes up to you and you're like, yeah, bro, dude, it's going to be fucking so sick, bro. I'm going to get you all the girls for the video. I'm going to get you this, 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 and this. And you're like, cool. And then that never shows up.
Yeah, it's like, it's like a lot of like pulling favors and stuff like that. Yeah. But it's just such a wonky way to work where you have... Like the both of us who maybe were a little bit demanding in that, like, we're like, no, we want it this way, and this will be like cool and unique, and like it'll be different than other like hip hop videos or whatever. And then it kind of like falls to shit the day of.
Sweet.
And then you're like, how can we stay true to this vision and ourselves and like make something that we're like proud of and something that we want to put online? And then, you're just kind of like running like rolling with it.
Yeah. It's just, yeah. I remember one day shooting Nobody's Looking. I just made a joke, probably to both of you, maybe mostly John. I don't know if you were there in the moment, but I was like, I just told John in the middle of the shoot, was like, yo, I gotta bounce in like 20 minutes, dude. John was like, oh my God, I've heard that so many times.
Yes. Yeah, that's, yeah, we would set up a full day of shooting. The person would show up an hour late, and then his boy would come over and be like, yo, bro, when is this going to end? And you're like, we have a full day, and you showed up an hour late. Like, we have shit to do. And then he's just like, he's got to leave at 3 o'clock, bro. Like, yeah. Why are you telling me this now? I could have made some adjustments. I could have shot stuff earlier. I could have, you know, so, but I mean, it's all good because then you realize, like, okay, like, if everything can go wrong, what can I do now to right. save my ass? So those were lessons learned. I wouldn't take any of that stuff back, but yeah. I wouldn't, like, yeah.
But you guys must have gotten hella laid from all the girls on
Dude,
Saturday.
It was,
yeah. Whoa.
Let's talk about it. No.
Let's talk about all the puss we crushed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Sometimes I like to stop talking to see how long we can go with no talking.
Okay. So I've been in like a committed ass relationship.
Oh, hell
like,
yeah.
Dude, and it's yeah, just dude. One girl over and over.
That's tight. that's tight.
That's great.
Dude.
Over and over.
John, what about
that's over? Sick. Yeah, it's just been me and Ken, like just over and over.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
dude. It is yeah, the best. Yeah.
But you are both in loving relationships?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's nice. Well, let's get you super famous so you end up cheating on your girlfriends.
Dude, that would be the best.
That's what it's about. You know?
Yeah, that's the dream. Like, I want that. I want that movie shot. Like, because I want to make movies so someone makes a movie about me later.
Oh yeah.
You know.
You should just live a crazy life that's movie worthy.
Right.
So someone will write
You're
it
saying
one day.
Okay. All right. That was offensive.
Brandon, you make movies too.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Yeah,
yeah.
And like, I always like to hear about like your. I sent you like my like first assembly of my like new short.
Oh, that yeah,
yeah, yeah. And then you, I love that like voice text message you sent me or whatever.
I forgot.
I don't remember
what
you said.
The notes were, but yeah, I remember.
But it was just like, I mean, like it just sounded like Rick Sanchez from like Rick and Morty, just going like, I don't know. It feels like it's yeah, and then
yeah,
but yeah.
Did you finish that?
I'm like now like doing the color grading on it. Oh, okay. So yeah. Yeah. So we finished it. I did about like 5 or 6 cuts after that.
Nice.
And yeah, it came out, we got to a place where I liked it. And, yeah, we put my grandparents in it too.
Those are your grandparents?
Those are my grandparents. Yeah.
Whoa.
Is this, up anywhere?
No, you it's not up it? Just yet. Oh, okay. It's a short film called The House Where I Grew Up. And it's like about a guy that goes to visit his childhood home.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's like, I used to jerk off right here.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. Yeah. He's like, I used to whack.
The movie
it, right?
writes itself.
The movie writes itself, yeah.
That's
but
dope.
I don't want to give away the ending, but.
No, yeah. Give it away. Give
yeah,
away the
yeah,
ending.
Give away the ending.
Tell us.
Yeah, tell us the ending.
I have
a million people are listening to this. So
I have a fun question for you film guys.
Okay.
Do you have a favorite movie of all time?
Yeah.
All right, thanks for listening to I'm Sorry Dad.
Inception.
I am very fond of can I give my top 3?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
No, you can't.
Sorry. I am very very fond of my top 3 are The Big Lebowski, Shining, and Grease.
Grease,
ooh, yeah,
really?
Wild You're card at the end
fucking
there.
Fucking ball,
wow.
Yeah, no, Grease is fucking fire. I know, like most people don't like it because they're like they've seen it a million times. Like that's what the teacher would like roll out on a TV, and they're like, "I'm not teaching today, you fucking little shit." So, watch Grease. And
really, they just put on Bill Nye the Science Guy for me. When you're fucking putting on Grease.
That's why I'm a little stupid. But yeah, no, Grease is, because my girlfriend hates Grease. And I was like, well, I don't get that. That doesn't make sense to me at all, ever. And, but she's going out for this part and she needed, you know, the, whatever Grease does for you. It's like the, like, 80s sort of look and stuff. She's like, I need to watch something that's like that. And I was like, Grease? And then she's like, all right, fine, fuck. So, I put it on. And halfway through, I'm like, so you really do hate this? He goes, actually, it's not that bad. But like her response to it when she was a kid, which is the normal response when people say that they hate Grease, is like, they're always trying to do it in fucking theater class, and it was everyone's favorite musical. And I'm like, yeah, it's a reason why it's everyone's favorite fucking musical. It's very good.
My sister was obsessed with Grease.
Right.
Summer loving happened so fast.
I'm not going to sing with you.
See Grease 2. Anybody see Grease 2?
Do that.
I think so.
I didn't see it.
I haven't seen that.
Can I? Before John goes on with his, I don't know how many top whatever he's going to do, but I do want to do an honorable mention.
Top 30.
Top 30. You got it.
Is Captain Ron? Has anyone seen Captain Ron?
Years ago.
Captain Ron.
Kurt Russell. Eye patch. It is a. I have a theory that it's the prequel or to.
Escaping
escape,
LA.
Yes. Yeah. Escape, yeah. So because of the eye patch.
Yeah.
But it's on the other eye. I can't prove it. I'm trying to figure out how he switched eyes. And that's my new YouTube series is about.
Captain Ron.
30 hours long.
Conspiracy.
But no, if you guys catch Captain Ron, it is a fucking classic. It's your quintessential 90s movie.
Yeah.
Came out in the late 80s though, but it was coming in there, man. It was like that jungle to jungle, like Tim Allen phase of movies where everything sucked, but it was also good and near and dear to the heart.
I gotta rewatch that. Yeah. Haven't seen that since I was a kid.
It's HBO so Go. Good. HBO Go.
Martin Short.
Oh yeah, Martin Short. Nice, dude.
Yeah. HBO Go.
HBO Go?
Dude, HBO Go.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, man.
If you guys sign, if you guys give these guys $5 a month, you guys get your own HBO Go account, right?
Oh,
that's what you guys do?
Yeah.
I should give away my Netflix password. That might be fun. But it's $5 a month on Patreon?
Yeah.
As opposed to whatever it is, 12 now?
I don't know how Netflix would feel about that, but...
That would be awesome.
Let's use Netflix too.
John Walkup.
Yes.
Favorite movie of all time?
Or I'll do top three.
Give us your top 70.
Is Jumanji one of them?
Whoa.
Is it? You look like a Jumanji guy.
I'm not a Jumanji guy. I'm not a Jumanji guy. I wish I was. I like Jumanji. I love Dazed and Confused. Have you seen that?
Yeah, classic.
That
one's
it's great. That hits all the right notes for me.
Slaps.
It slaps.
Dude, it is.
From the Bay?
When I think Dazed Confused, I think slapper.
That's a slapper. It goes hard. It's...
My jewel just broke.
Shut your
it broke or died. Why don't you charge it?
God. Sorry, guys.
Now he's going to get a wreck.
Stop.
All right. Number two film.
Can I hit yours, bro? Are you a germ guy?
Harold and Maude is another one I like. And
Wow.
And Dawn of the Dead, 1978.
Ooh.
That's one of my all-time
favorites.
Have
you even seen that, dude?
I have the poster in my apartment.
Everyone has that poster.
You sound like Brandon pretending to be into film. No, I'm just kidding.
What are Brandon's? I'm interested in hearing yours.
I only know my favorite. It can always change, but my favorite is There Will Be Blood. That's my favorite.
Oh, yes.
But I don't know the other two. They always change. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's like... The Master, Pulp Fiction, or it's fucking, what's that one? The fucking, I like that Synecdoche, New York movie a lot.
Charlie Kaufman?
Yeah. But it changes, it always changes. But There Will Be Blood's like the constant.
Yeah. Rye has never looked more confused in his life.
Synecdoche, New York?
Synecdoche. That's how you pronounce it, right?
I think
Isn't
so.
It Synecdoche?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
It was always Scenic Douche, New York, but.
The town.
Yeah.
The town with Ben Affleck? Is that what you're talking
about? The town, yeah. So you're talking about the town, right?
The town.
That's what you mean.
Boston,
that's
right?
The only movie Ryan's seen.
Boston Bank Robbery.
I went to an open audition for The Town in Boston.
Really?
Wait, it was probably mostly a publicity stunt, but in Boston one year before they were filming, they were like, Ben Affleck's doing an open call audition to everyone in Boston.
And if you go to your local Vons and get a ticket, you might be able to get that.
No, I went and waited in a long-ass line. This was in like 2012 or 2010 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Waited in a line. I said a line. Someone like, dude, we got to get the fucking, we got to go to the fucking bank and rob it, bro.
That was good.
That's pretty good.
I put on a super thick Boston accent, just like my cousins. And, I didn't get the part, guys.
That's okay.
Damn.
Ben, if you're listening.
Wait, who were you? What was the what was the role? Are you going to be Hawkeye or are you going to be Ben Affleck?
I don't know. I don't think I was the line I was saying was for that role. It would probably be an extra. Oh, that's
Ben,
my guess.
Ben Affleck's wife.
But I think
the extra was saying, "Yo, we gotta rob that fucking bank, dude."
Yeah, that's. They just cut to some random guy. You can't.
He's
do
not
that.
Even in Boston. He's like in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
You can't do that. Like that would like completely like overshadow the main character, right? You're like, I want to watch the extra now. Like I don't want to watch the main character.
In the extra films it selfie style. He just cuts to that. Vertical. We gotta rob this fucking bank, Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck, I know you're listening. Give me another chance, dude.
He's not doing Batman anymore. Isn't this sad?
Peter whatever. What's his name? Peter,
Dinklage?
What, you think I look like Peter Dinklage? I kind of do.
Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, Robert Pattinson.
Pattinson and Matt Reeves is doing, he's writing. Yeah.
Is that Christopher Reeves' son?
Yeah.
Is it?
No.
Did Matt Reeves direct Cloverfield? Was that him?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Did you guys like
really
that?
Really fucking good movie.
The original
Hey, you liked it.
It was really
Did you
good.
Like it?
I saw it once. I don't remember like if I liked it or if I hated it. I was like in high school. It didn't register with me.
I went and saw it in the theater. I don't know how to say theater.
Theater.
And all my friends were like, that sucked. So then I concluded it sucked, even though I liked it.
Yeah. I've done that.
Dude, I loved it because all that shit actually happened. It's just like Blair Witch.
Yeah.
No, that's true. Like New York.
Yeah. Big ass monster.
Found footage.
It's no, gone. So funny
found,
story
they found
about
that footage under the bridge that was destroyed.
So you were talking about a while back, what was it? Anomalisa?
Yeah.
You like took your family to go see Anomalisa and they like just shit on you the whole time or something like that. I love that story, by the way, because I relate to that so much. I can't tell you how many times I've played something for my mom or dad.
Yeah.
Even like if I played them like one of our short films or something and my dad's just like, who is this for? Like, it's real hurtful shit that my dad does. Yeah. But I relate to that. Like, I want to hear about you taking your parents to see Anomalisa.
Well, first off, Anomalisa is this really, it's a Charlie Kaufman movie again. And it's a very, and I know it's artsy as fuck. I knew that going into it. I was like, I want to go see an artsy movie. Fuck it. But I was also like, oh, my brothers like movies. I'm going to take them as well. And Anomalisa is so artsy that they do, the whole movie's like with puppets. It's all stop motion animation and it's with puppets and it like feeds into the story a little bit. But so I take my brothers, not my mom and dad, it's my two brothers, my older brothers.
Okay, I thought it was your dad that you took to see it.
No. I took both my older brothers who are basically like my dad. Like they're just, they pick on me a lot. But,
okay, let's unpack this.
This is great.
There's a lot of trauma there. No, I take them both to go see it, and I just remember in the middle of the movie, because it's just talking. It's literally puppets talking. It's not like Team America where it's like funny shit happening. It's like a drama with puppets. So they're watching this movie, and I'm just like, and I know in my brain, I'm like, they don't like this. And I look over, and both of them are staring right fucking at me, just looking at me, just going, you motherfucking, like shaking their heads. And then I was like, I don't know what to do, because I can't just leave. So we stuck through it, and then in the middle of the movie, spoilers, there's a puppet sex scene.
Oh, that's great.
Right.
That's taken completely seriously. It's like not like Team America where it's just like, like they're shitting on each other and pissing on each other. It's like really supposed to be very real, and we're all just laughing in the theater. And I was like, because I couldn't enjoy it because I was with my brothers. Right. So I couldn't be like, I had to laugh at it.
Yes, puppet sex,
Yeah, so I had to laugh at it, and I was just like, I don't know. And then they left, and they didn't talk to me on the ride home.
So. I took my family to go see Bruno.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did they like it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I was in Colorado, and I was a huge fan of Borat.
Yeah.
And I was like, I gotta go see my boy Sasha's new movie.
Sasha. Yeah. Sasha, I know you're listening.
He's gonna need these dollars. So I was like, we packed up the family. I was like, I gotta go see this. It's my mom, my uncle, my cousin, and her son. And he's like 5. and we went and saw Bruno, and we were, so it was like, I might have misled my family a little bit. I was like, it's just going to be a little, you know, it's going to be a little cursing. Nothing.
Well, did they see Borat?
Yeah, but that's not as gratuitous. Like, even with Borat, where they're running around naked,
yeah,
it's not as bad. I mean, they make out. But, like, Bruno, like, there's literally just cutaways where it's just, like, a swinging dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's not, like, there's no, like... There's no grace involved. You're just hit with everything in the face. And
was it weird being sitting next to your mom, who was probably like horny from those scenes? Did you make out with your mom?
I didn't even think about that. But that's fucked up everything for me.
Because
no, I mean, I wasn't like at that point in time. I don't know if I was embarrassed, but I was also like, you know, fuck you guys. This is me. I like this. Yeah. You know, because yeah. I might have been like 16, 17 years old. I'd have, yeah. Like, yeah, I was like, this is what I like.
I remember you saying.
I definitely was not embarrassed at all.
I remember you screaming, I am Bruno. Like,
yeah. I have a similar story. Nobody likes this movie, AI.
Oh, is that with Haley Joel Osment?
Yeah. It's like the director died halfway through, then Steven Spielberg took over.
Yeah, Kubrick.
Was it Kubrick?
Yeah. Kubrick was.
He had the idea for it, didn't he? Or
yeah,
was
but
he
they were working
it?
Together.
And he died midway through?
No, not midway through. They were working on it, building it up. He died even before Eyes Wide Shut was finished. So, but yeah, they were writing the script together.
Oh. I saw that movie in the theater 3 times, brought friends to it. Like, you gotta see this.
It was like 2.5 hours long. Never bring friends to
What did you like about it?
I later discovered why it meant so much to me.
Haley Joel Osment.
This connects to the Paul Gilmartin episode. It's basically a futuristic Pinocchio story.
Yeah.
Little boy searching for his mom. A fake boy wants to be a real boy, just loves his mom.
Right.
And I was like, I love this so much.
Right.
And then later on, like a few months down the road, I was like, I think I like it because I can relate because my mom is losing her mind and I'm losing my mom.
Right.
And I want her back.
Yeah.
So to make it super sad.
No, I love that. No, that's perfect. That's the best way to like a movie.
Yeah.
It's not because of like shots or anything like that. The best way to like a movie is to be like, oh, that just connected with me.
Yeah.
At a certain, you know, however it does. But
it was touching.
It was better than all of the movies that we liked combined.
It was
which
so
is your touching story about that.
It was so funny because, like, the movie meant a lot to me. Like, I brought my close friends to come see it. And
they didn't understand. They're like, our moms are fine.
After that, like, I remember walking out of the theater in the parking lot, my friend Steve Oliveira, shout out. He just said, like, that sucked. I was like, what? Does it?
Yeah, no, it's great. Oh,
so do you still watch that movie today?
I watched it a few years ago. I got to rewatch it.
Is it like one of those movies that you put on like when you're sick? Because I always think those are like the best kinds of, like, everyone has like that movie where they're like, oh, when I feel like shit, I just throw this on.
Yeah.
Or if I'm on the couch, like for me, that's like Grandma's Boy.
Ooh, yeah.
That one just like hits all the right notes and you're just kind of like, I feel like shit, I just want to watch this movie.
Yeah. I haven't watched that in a few years. My go-to sitting on the couch is MacGruber.
MacGruber. Yes.
And that's in my top three.
So that's a good top. Yeah, that's great.
AI is not really one of my favorites, but it means a lot to me.
Right.
But MacGruber is my favorite comedy. That's number one.
Okay.
Number two. Fuck movie do I like? Shit, I don't know.
Like something with Jim Carrey or something in it?
Eternal
like
Sunshine?
Isn't that your shtick?
Oh, I saw The Truman Show. Ooh, Eternal Sunshine is my favorite movie.
Okay, yeah.
That's my favorite movie of all time.
That's great.
Female director.
Gondry?
Michel Gondry's a man.
That's a guy. He's French. You were trying to get that so diversity proud. Dick?
Yeah.
I like a movie from a woman. Fuck you, Rye. We're calling you out.
His eyes lit up. Female director.
That diversity dick. Trying to get those clicks, bro.
Yeah, I do.
Low views. Make them high. Well, we're over an hour in. I feel like we just got warmed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking about female directors, did you guys ever see American Psycho?
Long time ago.
A long time ago? Yeah. That movie is fucking hilarious. That's one of the funniest comedies I've ever seen in my life. It's so good.
That's dark comedy.
Yeah.
The guy who wrote the book is a complete dipshit now, but like Bret Easton Ellis.
Mm.
But yeah, that the book is great. And
it's like much more violent than the movie is, isn't it? Isn't the there's like a scene where they kill a kid or something in the book?
Yeah, I will. I just remember the feeling.
Yeah,
but
my brother read it, and he was just like, "Yeah, you don't want to read that book. Just watch the movie."
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think the movie is funnier, but like, the comedy of it is, it's good. Yeah. I like that one.
It's good. I would put that in my top three, probably.
You know what?
Well, interchangeable ones.
I'm gonna say it. I don't like that movie.
Really?
Whoa!
Saw it in the theater. Didn't like it. Years later, decade later, everyone's like, "This is an amazing movie." I was like, "I got to watch it again." I watched it again, didn't like it.
No, yeah. I did that with Under the Skin. Everyone was like, "Under the Skin's amazing. This guy's the new Kubrick," and I was like, "Anytime I hear that shit, I'm like, okay, this movie sucks. It's just long and tedious."
Somebody trying to impersonate him is going to come off just like super boring.
Right. And you know what I mean? The other thing, and people were like, "Oh, when Scarlett Johansson talked to those guys, those were real guys." And they told them later that she was being weird on purpose. And I was like, I don't fucking care. This doesn't make the movie good.
Right.
But people keep telling me the movie's good. And I was like, fine, fuck it. I'll watch it again.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it again. And No.
You didn't like it?
No.
I liked it.
Did you like it?
I liked it.
Yeah.
But I wasn't like, this is amazing. I was just like, oh, that was cool.
My favorite scene is, if I'm going to give it some props, is like when the guy's like floating and then he pops.
Okay. I don't remember that, but.
In Under the Skin?
Yeah. I forget.
Yeah, he's like under the goo because she like walks him in and then he pops and then it cuts to that scene where all of his like guts are flowing down that little river of guts.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, I've never seen it either.
Yeah, I've never seen it. So you guys can talk about it. Yeah.
Okay, cool. We had all seen all the things we had referenced, and I bring this one up. And
you know what?
It's the Ken and Rye show now.
You know what director I don't like, which I pretended to like for years? I only like one of his movies. I can't think of his name. He did Royal Tenenbaums.
Oh,
Anderson.
Wes Anderson.
I don't like him either.
I don't like him.
Yeah.
But damn, you guys love him. Do you?
I like his work. Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, he's dry. I'm dry. Yeah. We're both dry boys.
Both dry boys.
Jesus.
Dry boys.
Get some water.
I like his work. It's cute. You both might like out of his stuff, because I can imagine that some of his work is like, it could be tedious and not very funny, but if you're not into his sense of humor, Darjeeling Limited.
I liked that one.
That one's good because it's just more of an emotional story about like three brothers reconnecting on their trip. So that one's much better. But damn, okay, I'm talking. Okay, all right. Damn.
Wow.
The disrespect in this house.
Mahogany.
Is that on purpose?
Mahogany just played her phone out loud.
She held it up too. She was like,
"Yeah,
are you?
Shut up! Shut up!"
She's watching David Dobrik right now. All right. Well, that was this episode.
That's how you're gonna end.
That's how we're gonna.
That's what we're gonna end
that's
on.
That's the ending. That's
yeah,
the
Mahogany ending. Ruined it.
Yeah, Mahogany.
I'm sorry,
we can keep talking about movies for another 20 minutes.
We could.
You guys see The Lobster?
I mean, because I feel
yes,
like...
Yes, but did you see this Killing of the Sacred Deer?
Did not.
I didn't see The Lobster. Is it good?
No.
It looks bad.
No. Nah, dude.
It looks like a movie, a pretentious, like...
This movie has
a million characters.
That's exactly what the ad thing said.
This movie has a million characters. The Lobster.
The most amount of characters in a movie ever.
Mm-hmm. What's that about?
Isn't it about like people that trying to find their soulmate or something?
No, they're forced to.
They're forced to find their mate.
Yeah,
and it's basically a giant metaphor for like compatibility and love or whatever.
Yeah,
it's boring.
Yeah, if you go to this facility, if you've ever gotten out of a relationship or if you're single and you go to this facility where you're supposed to find your next mate.
Yeah,
and if we don't find your mate in 30 days, then you get to turn into an animal of your choice. Our main character chooses a lobster.
Wow.
his brother chose a dog, right? And he gets shot.
I just like that you're our main character, like you're teaching a class or something. Our main character chooses a lobster.
Hence the title.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen the new Black Mirror that just came out?
I've watched two of the episodes.
I didn't like the first one.
Why?
Because it was gay.
Because it was what? Can you say that into the mic, please? Eat the mic.
Because it had a male director. No, I said because it's gay, but that's not why. I thought it was going to be like super dark and like cool and stuff, but it was just...
I mean, it is called Black Mirror.
It was just entertaining.
We can end on that.
No, what I the reason why it bothered me was because it was literally the same plot. I don't know if anyone's seen this, but being John Malkovich.
The first episode?
The first episode is literally the plot of being John Malkovich. Huh.
Interesting.
Where they just keep going into these avatars. The avatar being John Malkovich and just start fucking each other inside this poor man's body.
Right.
Yeah. That's... it is the same thing. So I was kind of like, all right, you've done the VR thing and we've seen this part. It was just kind of boring. And then the second one was just like a PSA for no texting and driving.
Oh, I think I fell asleep to the second one. It was late at night.
No, that's good.
Topher Grace, right?
when he showed up, that was a highlight of the episode. I was like, Spider-Man?
Tom Holland?
No. No, Topher Grace is not. I always mix those two fuckers up. You're talking That 70s Show.
He's in Spider-Man Topher 3, Grace. Right?
No, he is in Spider-Man 3. He's
Venom.
He?
Oh, that's Venom. Right. That's right. Yeah.
He's got that cool dance scene where he's walking cool.
No, that's Tobey Maguire.
Oh, that's Tobey Maguire. Maguire. See, I did the same thing. I flipped them.
Damn it all.
They look pretty similar, though.
Yeah.
Well,
all white people look the same.
All crackers, you know what I mean?
Hey, guys, where can people find y'all?
On Instagram at John Walkup.
On Instagram at Kenneth Beckerdite. We also had that YouTube page where we make stuff, and that's probably more relevant, which is just look up Bearded Youth Productions.
Yep, Bearded Youth. And also, I got to write a note. Check out Laugh Boys on my Instagram page, starring John and Ken.
Yeah. Yes.
That's a good way to find their Instagrams.
Yeah, no, yeah, you tag us.
Yeah, see, Walk and Talk is on there too. Yeah,
Walk and Talk.
You can watch Brandon.
You can go to my YouTube or your YouTube to watch the short film Nobody's Looking.
Yes.
And I got some Walk and Talks up on my YouTube as well.
Yeah, we have all the Walk and Talks. Get in there, get lost in the character that is Rydoon.
We also wrote Game of Thrones season 8, so go check that out.
Yeah, Game of Thrones.
I heard a lot of people like that.
Don't hate us, all right? Don't hate us, guys. Please.
Did you do the Starbucks thing? Was that you?
That was us.
We left it in there on purpose. Putting it there. I think we needed it.
As I look up our patrons, do you think that Starbucks thing was intentional? So in Game of Thrones, there's one episode where there's a Starbucks cup on one of the tables. Is that marketing or a mistake?
Do you think it's subliminal marketing?
Whoa. This is extremely conspiratorial. No, I think a set decorator lost their job after, like, nobody's going to work there anymore. Or somebody...
But they had to look in the frame. Like, the director had to look in that frame and be like, everything's perfect. Roll.
No, but if you look at the cup, it looks like one of the mugs. The only way you can tell is the cap of it, because the actual texture of the cup looks like a mug. So I can imagine not seeing it.
But how do they not keep seeing it in editing and all the pros and all that stuff? Like, they can just digital, they can get rid of it.
I love pictures of my dicks in all of our movies. I don't know why it's in there, but they
I'm still trying to edit those out.
They just keep showing up, and I just leave my dick everywhere.
That's a sweet Easter egg
for your movies. They'll become your trademark.
Yeah, exactly. Like
leaving your dick all over your movies.
There it is. You're watching the trailer. There's Ken's dick.
Yeah.
I know what's going down.
It'll be like a film burn. What's that called when he's in Fight Club, when he's talking about the film, when it goes beep, the blip that happens when you're watching a movie?
Oh, when it changes the... Yeah. Changes the reel.
It'll be that, but like with your cock.
You're talking about the subliminal messaging where they like splice, like people would splice out one frame and put like a frame of like... A woman eating a cheeseburger, or that I said that because that's not what it was. It was more something more disgusting.
Well, I think that Game of Thrones thing was that had to be intentional. It's an HBO show, isn't it? There's no way
I don't know. I mean, I also just think the internet was like really hard on all the episodes this season. You know, it just felt I couldn't even enjoy this season because of everything I was just reading online. It was like one episode. Oh, the shot's too dark. Next episode. Oh, you guys left a cup in the frame. Like, I was like, come on, like, let me fucking process these episodes. They're really long. There's a lot going on. Like,
did you hate it? Did you hate all of this episodes?
I didn't hate it. I didn't hate it.
I thought they could have taken the last episode, cut it down to 30 minutes, and just tacked it on to the previous one, and it would have flowed better. They could have just done it was like six episodes, right? They could have just done five, and then just yeah. What did you think?
I didn't watch it, but I just know everybody was fucking flipping out about it.
Right.
I've never watched Game of Thrones, but the only part I saw was that Starbucks cup. And I said, I got to watch this show. Yeah.
So you got they got That's a viewer.
Yeah, they got a viewer.
Hey, it worked then. It worked. It did what it was supposed to do.
Brandon is a basic bitch.
True.
All right. We got to give a shout out to our $25 patrons, Steve Marshallek and Joey Cerrone.
Joey Cerrone, Steve Marshallek. Thanks, fellas.
We love you. Nicholas Caprio, even though he doesn't show up on this list, he claims he's still paying us.
Nice.
Nicholas Caprio. Just kidding. Thank you, Nicholas. Thank you to all our patrons. And thank you to everyone listening. And thank you, John and Ken.
Thanks for having us,
Thanks
man.
For having us,
We've
Ryan.
Been trying to do this for years, and you said no.
Thanks for finally
Laugh
letting
Boys
the
really
Laugh
left
Boys.
An impact on him.
Yeah, check out John and Ken's stuff. Yeah, that's it. You know where to find them.
Yeah, Bearded Youth Productions. It's got a baby with prison tattoos holding a cigarette and a 5 o'clock shadow. That's how you'll know it's us. That's the logo.
Check it out. All right, guys, ready? I'm sorry, Dad.
I'm sorry, Dad.
I'm sorry, Dad.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Woo!
Woo!
And scene. No scene. Brandon.